The next patient is Mr. David Carroll. The last name is C-A-R-R-O-L-L. This is a clinical case of a 68-year-old male that is followed because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. Dash A / 3. Period. The patient has a 60-year history of type 1 diabetes. Period. The patient has been obese most of his life. He has lost 5 pounds from 326 to 321 pounds. And we have detected the presence of hyperkalemia in the latest laboratory workup on September the 7th of 2022 of 5.4. Period. This hyperkalemia could be playing a role in the deterioration of the kidney function. Period. Patient has an estimated AFR of the 31, and it used to be 38. And the serum creatinine from 2.1 went to 2.2. Period. We're going to stop the potassium supplementation, as well as the administration of lisinopril for the time being. We are going to repeat the BMP. Period. There is no recollection in the chart regarding the administration of Farxiga. Period. Number two, the patient has hyperkalemia that is most likely associated to fair blood sugar control, comma, administration of ACE inhibitors, comma, and administration of potassium supplementation, period. Changes as above. Following number. The patient has a chronic ulceration of the right foot that is attended by Dr. E. Banks. E like an echo, B like an beta, A like an alpha, N like a November, K like a kilo, S like a Sierra. Period. He has a dressing, and we didn't remove the dressing. That was just placed in the right foot. Following number, gout on allopurinol. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease that is followed by Dr. Arcinas. The patient has been without a carvedilol 12.5 BID for about 3 weeks, and he has not been taking the Plavix for the same period of time. Period. I'm going to refill this medication that is extremely important. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. Recent lipid profile has not been taken, period. The patient is also followed by endocrinology. We are going to request the lipid profile. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, status post AICD implantation. following over, the patient has a history of kidney stones. We are going to reevaluate this case in a week in order to establish the potassium level, if further action has to be taken, and further adjustment of the medication. Otherwise, we're going to see him in 3 months with laboratory workup.